Young people who age out of the foster care program face unique challenges. Those challenges can feel especially acute and isolating around the holidays. Andrea Graham is a transitional living services manager with Dan Fox Family Care Program of Youth Homes in Montana. She identifies finding housing as the biggest barrier for young people transitioning from care.
They don't have a rental history. They don't have anybody assigned as a co-signer. A lot of times they don't have the funds saved up to even put down on the apartments that are even available here in the community.
Finding a job can also be a challenge for transitioning young people. The Montana Chaffee Foster Care Independence Program from the Department of Public Health and Human Services offers support for youth ages 14 to 21. It provides help with completing school, obtaining employment, and other skills. Bill Neves also is a transitional living services manager with the Dan Fox Family Care Program. He says it's important for young people to develop support networks outside of folks like him and other transitional living services workers.
Even if it's solely peers, because that's all they have at the time, if it's coworkers, if it's a group, if they have a hobby, if they have an interest, whatever it could be to try to build some kind of support network.
Graham says there are opportunities for the public to help. For instance, it can be hard for young people in foster care to find folks who can help them learn how to drive.
Even community members that don't have a lot of time, they can't open a home to kids that need permanent homes, but are willing to do things like that. There's always a need for like an adult mentor if they're willing.
There are nearly 3,500 children and young people in foster care in Montana. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.